Welcome to Word of Truth Radio with Reverend Azuka Obi. Here is your host, Pastor Obi.
Abraham stopped his intercession at 10. He said, God, if you find 10 people, verse 32, Genesis 18, would you destroy? Bible says he wouldn't quit. When it comes to holding God, don't quit. Said he wouldn't quit. Don't get angry, master. This is the last time. What if you only come up with 10? For the sake of 10, I won't destroy the city. That's what Jesus said. Say, I won't destroy it if I can find 10. And Abraham stopped. Why did Abraham stop? Exactly what I told you. Human nature. There must be something on ground from you so that God will do something. Stop thinking that way. You don't need to do anything. You don't. Jesus has done it all. But that's the way we think naturally. That is why we feel somehow if we have not done. So no, we are not deserving. Have you heard that word before? Oh, no. Nothing goes for nothing. Yes. In your interaction with a fellow man and woman, nothing goes for nothing. But as a Christian, in your interaction with God, listen to me, everything from God comes to you for nothing. You don't need to do anything. Why? Jesus has done it all. You didn't hear me? You don't need to do anything. The only thing you need to do is to come boldly. Come in faith. That is all. Come in faith. Come believing. That is all. The Bible says that when you come praying, believe. Mark 11 verse 24. Believe. Before you come to ask, believe first. There's only requirement. Abraham, at the back of his mind, there must be something. If there is 10, at least 10, then God will not act. But do you know what happened? They got to Sodom. Were there 10 people, righteous people in Sodom? No. Absolutely no. Let's count them. I don't have time to read. I'm out of time. Lot. They found Lot. His wife, 2. He had 2 daughters, 4. The 2 daughters were betrothed to 2 men, 6. That's the only righteous people they saw. 6. So Abraham's intercession fell short. Why am I pointing this out? Whenever you come to God, don't come with your strong points. That's your own strong points. By what you've done, don't come with that. One day I was preaching and I said this, and people were like, hey, pastor. And I said, see, don't come to God. I said, God, I pay my tithe. You bring your tithe card. My tithe is complete. Hey, I pay my tithe. So because my tithe is complete, then God, do this. That is self-righteousness. That is self-righteousness. You don't need to bring anything that you've done by your strength before God. They are all filthy rags. All. Abraham brought his tithe record. Hey, if you find 10 people, will you destroy? Alas, 10 was not enough. What Abraham would have done, if you understood the message I'm preaching today, he said, Father, if you find 0, 0, 0, why the arms of flesh will fail. If you find 0, will you destroy? Don't come with your own power. Don't come with your own self-righteousness. Come with nothing. Come with the finished work of Christ. Whenever you come to God, pull on the finished work of Christ. Don't pull on your own righteousness. Whenever you come to God, pull on the word. When he says, come, let's reason together. He didn't say, bring your tithe record. He didn't say, bring things you've done by your own strength. No. Come, let's reason together. Bring the word that he has said. Why? God does not submit to your self-righteousness. He does not submit to your own word, self. He does not submit to the things you've done. He only submits and bows to his own words. That is what you should come with. That's the strong point. Not your tithe record. Not that many hours you did evangelism. Not that many hours you are busy cleaning and washing the toilet in the church. I'm not saying all those things are not good. They are good. There's a reward for that. But don't bring it as strong points to God. Don't bring it as a reason why God will do this. Because I have done this, so therefore, as if you are solving a math equation, God must do this. Far, 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 far. Do you know who God is? You cannot make God to do anything he has not said he would do. You didn't hear me. God will never, ever, ever, write this down if you have a note, never, with capital letter, do anything he has not said he will do. Never do. He can never do it. That is why you should come with the strong point of the things he has said he will do. Because that's the only thing he will do. Never again, when I caught this revelation, I stopped bringing self-righteousness decades ago before God. Oh, because I've done this, then you will do this. I have to be like that. But I stopped it decades ago because I read my Bible well and I saw that all those things are rubbish before God. I come humbly to the throne of grace, pulling on the blood of Jesus as the token for the price he has paid. I hide behind Christ when I come. Hey, I don't come in front of Christ. But Lord, see me. I did evangelism. I did this one. I gave the highest. I did this one. The other one for you. So therefore, that's exactly what the publican did. Jesus told the story of the publican. Sorry, that's what the rich man, the Pharisee did. Of the rich man and the publican. The rich man came before the throne of God. He was on prayer, looking up to heaven. Say, Father, you know, we are Imokwandai. We are the ones running things. We are the big boys. If I run, kiti kiti ki run, kata kata, you should do something. And Jesus said, at one corner was the publican. The man knew he was a sinner. He said he bowed down humbly and was pleading to God. Why was the rich man standing there doing imokwandai? Self-righteousness. The Pharisees say, see, we tithe to the last card, to the mint, to the last. Our tithe, that's the we pay correct and great tithe. So that our tithe that we pay, that the accountants, what are those, like PricewaterhouseCoopers, have checked it down to the last kobo. For our tithe is accurate. So based on this, in the Old Testament, yes, you will qualify. In the New Testament, no, you won't. You won't. You won't. When you start doing that, then you are relegating the work of Christ to the background. You are making the blood of Jesus of no effect. Why? You think your own power is stronger than the price Jesus paid. You will not receive anything from God. That's the mistake Abraham did. He stopped at 10. 10 righteous acts. But alas, there were only 6 people. Even that 6, we are reduced to 4. When it was time to go, even Lot, you know, I don't have time. Oh, I don't have time. My time is up. But please go and read this, Genesis 18 and 19. Even when it was time to go, the angels had to drag Lot. Lot, you know, we blame Lot's wife for looking back. Lot refused to go. It was the angel that they dragged him. And pulled him by hand. And his wife and his daughters, their 2 son-in-law, refused to also go. So the 6 people reduced to 4, reduced to 5. Did I count right? Yeah. The 6 people reduced to 4. Are you seeing that even Abraham's intercession, trying to say there must be 10 righteous strong acts. Because of that, because of their righteousness, you will not destroy. Failed. Listen to me. Your righteousness will fail. Your self-righteousness before God will fail if you don't come. If you don't come. Based on the blood of Jesus. Based on the person of Jesus. Based on the finished work of Christ. That's what qualifies you. Nothing else does. It is Christ that qualifies you. And the Bible says that they got there. Finally, it was from 6 to 4. But because of the... God, I don't have time to read it, but please read it. Because of the mercy of God, God had to pull out the family of Abraham. So can you see, at the end of the day, it was God's mercy that saved Lot, not Abraham's intercession. You didn't hear me. What saved Lot was God's mercy, not Abraham's intercession. In case you don't know, Abraham's intercession failed because there was no 10 righteous people. You are not up to 10. It was God's mercy. If you didn't hear me this night, hear this. Your righteousness will fail. You better hold on to the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus that He has imputed and He has impacted on you free of charge. Never again, after hearing this message, should you come before God with your own righteous strong points. It will never work. When you come before God, come with all the strong points of Jesus. If it is healing, tell Him, Father, your son was scourged 39 times for my sickness, for this disease. Based on His scourging, I stand on your word that said, by the stripes of Christ, I am healed. Don't come and say, Father, I've been joining 7 o'clock in prayer. Based on that, heal me. Far, 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 foul. Zero. Abraham's intercession failed. Your own prayer will fail if you don't come by the finished work of Christ. Is it finances? Don't say, I pay tithe. My tithe is complete. My pay first fruit. Based on that, Father, do this. Far, 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 foul. It will fail. Come by 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. For I know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though He was rich, He, Christ, became poor, so that through His poverty, I will be rich. Hey, help God will turn. Who is that? You are pulling on Christ. Don't come to... How do you end your prayer? If you are saying, Father, because I've paid tithe, do this. Because I've done this, do that. Then end your prayer in your name. After saying, I pray in the name of Pastor B, amen. How do you think we pray in the name of Jesus? Why? Have you talked about it? Why do we pray in the name of Jesus? Think about it. We pray in the name of Jesus, presenting before God the one that have done it all. So do what we are saying. We say, after praying, say, in the name of Jesus. We are saying, because of Jesus, do this. Not because of my righteousness. Not because of my righteous acts. Not because of my self-righteousness. But because of what Jesus has done. In His name, Father, do it. And Jesus told us that when you ask anything in my name, that my God, my Father, will do it. So that your joy will be filled. So that your joy will be full. In the name of Jesus. Always come in the name of Jesus. Always come with the word of God, which is Jesus. Always come by the blood of God, which is the blood of... Everything is all about Jesus. Approach God through Christ. And everything you need will be given you. Oh, hallelujah. when the Holy Spirit speaks, I know it. I'm so excited this night. This is one tip, even me. I'm going to go and listen to myself. You don't understand what I just preached today. I'm going to go and listen to this message again. It is not me that spoke this night at all. Not one word I spoke today is me, my word. not one. Thank you, Holy
Spirit. Order You Must Forgive ebook right now on Amazon for Kindle, Apple Books and PastorObi.com. The paperback book is available on Amazon. You can listen to the audiobook on Audible and PastorObi.com. Pastor Obi will love to hear from you. Subscribe to his blog at www.pastorobi.com. Search for Pastor C. Obi on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.